Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So excited to be with you today and continuing our examination, our study of the book of Acts. I'm looking at my New Testament here, my English New Testament. I have it open. It says the Acts of the Apostles. But as I mentioned in the first episode, the earliest manuscripts only have the word Acts as the title for this book, which is a history, the earliest history of the Christian church. It says the Acts. But the Acts of the Apostles was added later and it's been picked up and used. And I think it would be better called the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Or we might even say the Acts of Jesus continuing in his church through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because Luke says in the very first verse, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. And he's referring the former, what did he call it? The former account I made. And he's referring to the gospel that he wrote. We know as the Gospel of Luke. He said, in that former account, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach. And the implication is now, I'm going to write to and tell you about what he has continued to do and teach through his people, through the power of the Holy Spirit and through his people. For he is the head of the church. And he has said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in their midst. So he is still at work in and through his people through the power of the Holy Spirit. So, and in that sense, the book of Acts is still being written today by you and me, and all of those who put our faith in Jesus and made ourselves available to be channels of his Holy Spirit, to be empowered by his Holy Spirit to be his witnesses. That's what we're going to be talking about today, because we're going to go ahead down to verse 4. And verse 4 says, and being assembled together with them. Now, who all is in this group, we're not sure, especially the 11. And I'm saying the 11 because, remember, Judas is no longer with them. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Now, this is so interesting. Jesus is talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he's hearkening back to John the Baptist, because John the Baptist, who introduced Jesus to the Jewish nation as the Messiah, he also talked about the baptism in the Holy Spirit that Jesus would bring as the Messiah. For example, he was in Matthew chapter 3. Verse 11, John the Baptist says to the crowds that were coming to him and being baptized for repentance, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And so John contrasts his baptism in water with the baptism of the coming Messiah. He's got a baptism, but it's a baptism with the Holy Spirit and fire. Wow. Oh, are we contending for that baptism today? Is the Church of the Living God talking about and preaching and contending for this baptism of the Messiah, Jesus, a baptism with the Holy Spirit and with fire? Well, this is what Jesus is referring to when he's talking to his disciples back here in Acts chapter 4. Let's read again. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So at this time, even though Jesus is alive, they have not yet experienced this empowerment, this baptism in the Holy Spirit. Are they saved? Of course they are. Jesus had said to them earlier, and I believe this is in Luke's gospel, back maybe chapter 10, when Jesus sent out the 70 in pairs to preach, and they came back rejoicing because they found out that they could cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said to them, don't rejoice because the demons are subject to you. That's no big deal. He said, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So these people, their names were already written in heaven. There's also, I think it is in John 20, and it was in one of these appearances after his resurrection, and Jesus appeared to some of the disciples. And this is in John 20, verse 22. And he appeared to the 11, and he said to them, peace be to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. Listen to this. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. So all of this has happened before what is being described here. So I have to believe that they were saved and that they were even what we would call being born again because he had breathed on them. And by the way, in Greek, the word spirit and breath are the very same word, the Greek word pneuma. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And that had happened some days before he's talking to them here. But there is something, there's a dimension of the Spirit they have not yet received. And it is so very important that he says to them, do not depart from Jerusalem. Yes, I know you're excited. Now that you have seen me, I've appeared to you, and you're convinced that I'm alive, and you can't wait to get out there and tell the world. But don't go anywhere. Don't depart from Jerusalem. Don't go out preaching. Don't go anywhere. But I want you to wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Let me read something else in Luke chapter 7. Listen to this, what Jesus said. This is going to shine some light about the Holy Spirit and about Jesus and about his role. John chapter 7, verse 37, was during the Feast of Tabernacles, and it was on the last day of the feast. And it must be John chapter 7. Could that be? Let's go over and see. Yeah, I think it must be John. It is John 7:37. Sorry about that. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He, and that includes she, who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Okay, the Holy Spirit had not yet been given. Now, we know that the Holy Spirit was at work in the earth. We read about people even in the Old Testament about the Holy Spirit coming upon judges like Gideon and Samson. It talks about the Holy Spirit coming upon them. We even read in the Gospels about John the Baptist being filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. So obviously, Jesus is talking about a whole new dimension of the Holy Spirit that is going to be ushered in by the advent of the coming of the Messiah. And then here in John 7:37 through 39, John makes it clear that this is going to be inaugurated at the time, he says, when Jesus is glorified. He said, this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, hadn't been given at that time when Jesus was speaking in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles. He says, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When was Jesus glorified? When he ascended into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, that place of ultimate authority in the universe. And when he sat down, the work of salvation was completed. He had done all the heavy lifting. And now he's going to send his people, those who believe in him, he's going to empower them with his Spirit. And so he said, it's very important that you receive this promise of the Father, that you're empowered with the Holy Spirit, as has been predicted by Joel in the Old Testament, as was predicted by John the Baptist, and that I spoke to you about. And it's very important. So don't depart from Jerusalem, but wait for that promise to be fulfilled. Now, that promise was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. They obeyed. They went into an upper room. The Bible called it an upper room. 120 of them, men and women. And there they waited. Yeah, they had some interaction among themselves, made some decisions. But you can know that the atmosphere was serious and somber and devotional and prayerful as they were there waiting for the promise of the Father to be fulfilled. And they would be empowered with the Holy Spirit and released, go forth and declare the message that was burning in their heart. And all we'll get to the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. But, you know, the book of Acts is so much about the Holy Spirit. It's called the Spirit of Jesus and the Spirit of Christ. And the church today needs to understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, because we've become too confident in ourselves. We've become too confident in our seminary training, our Bible school training, in our ability of our choirs and our orchestras and our praise bands. I mean, we can put on a pretty good church meeting without the Holy Spirit, just to be honest with you, because we've become pretty good in ourselves at making church and having church. Oh, we've got to get back to a realization of how desperately and how much we need this endowment of power, this empowering of the Holy Spirit, this promised baptism with the Holy Spirit and with fire. God grant it today. I pray, let's pray for the church in America, Canada, and all over the world, wherever you're listening, Ireland, Bulgaria, Pakistan, Indonesia, wherever you may be, India, someplace to India I want to mention, up in Nepal, up in China, Malaysia, wherever you may be listening today. Lord, enlighten our hearts to the truth of this promised baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire. Oh, Lord, how we need that in the American church, in the Canadian church, in the Mexican church, in the church all over the world, God, how we need a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Send it, Lord. Visit us once again, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. If you want to read more about discovering the real Jesus and about his resurrection and his ascension, wow, so much powerful stuff. Discovering the real Jesus, it's on my website, eddiehyatt.com. It's also on Amazon. And if you'd like to be in touch with me, there's contact information on our website. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.